Good morning, dear friends. Welcome to a new day in which you and I are being invited to co-create in greater harmony, doing better today than we did yesterday, readjusting ourselves in our reactivity, ridding ourselves of despair, and being fully cooperative. Yes, it may be hard at times, and that's what the disciples found out as well. We're going to read excerpts from chapter 38 of the book Jesus in the Home through the spirit author Neil Lúcio and the psychography of Chico Xavier. We're going to get to know that there was a particular day in which in Simon Peter's house there was a veil of sadness in everyone's faces, because two of the friends, two disciples, Thaddeus and Andrew, they had been attacked by thugs when they were trying to do the good. Jesus began to talk about the glory that is reserved to the good people. And Thaddeus complained, "But Lord, I really aspire to serve the good news, but I have an unruly and ungrateful soul. I'm very sorry, but how am I to work on behalf of humankind in such a state?" And then Andrew complained in tears. And then came Peter, who interrupted and complained. And James, when Jesus, hearing everyone who was disheartened and full of bitterness, he smiled good-naturedly and explained. Now let us listen to Jesus' words. In reality, the paradise that we dream is still very far away, and I don't see any winged disciples here. In my opinion, the angels in heavenly dress have yet to find a home on the rough and dark ground upon which we walk. We are students of the good on the way to the Father, and we shouldn't belittle the blessed opportunity to grow towards Him. Just as the grapevine reaches for the sky after being born in the dark bosom of the earth, spreading out mercifully to produce comforting wine for everyone's happiness. If you declare yourselves to be weak, hardened, and evil debtors, but are not the first ones to work so that you become strong, redeemed, dedicated, and good to the benefit of the overall work of salvation, it doesn't look to me like the angels should descend from the glory of the Most High to replace you on the field of earth's lessons. Above all, medicine is for the patient, learning for the unlearned. Otherwise, I think the gospel of salvation would disappear because it is inadequate and useless. Wow. What a lesson. How many of us say, who am I to do this? Who am I? Who am I? And Jesus is saying, you were a child of God. You're the student in the school of the good. It's about trying it again and again and again that we're going to achieve higher levels. And that's why the gospel came to us. The good news that we need to try again, to always push to better co-creation. Talking about that, praying is always a way to begin anew, in hope, in joy, and in courage. Let us pray together in this morning that invites us to a new beginning. What a joy, dear Master Jesus, when you say that we are students. Your humility is always so inspirational. You're the master and you feel yourself so equal to us. What a lesson to us. We are often so proud of ourselves when we know just a little more. And you, in your love and wisdom, you're inviting us, always encouraging us to do the good. What a blessing and what an honor. Right now, we want to begin this day by doing the good. Not praying only for ourselves, but praying for everyone in the world. Praying for our loved ones who are in greater need than ourselves. That they perceive your loving presence. We pray for our friends who are going through difficulties, that they also find in you the strengthening presence, giving them courage to proceed. We pray for those who are in the hospitals, either working or receiving treatment. Healing baskets being delivered to them, renewing their hopes, and also inspiring them to a new beginning. We have so much and so many to pray for. And we thank you for listening to us, for delivering strategies of the good, helping everyone. Beloved Master, may we be inspired in you today and always. And so be it.